A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, sustainability within architecture is not a pairing one assumes can work, but DP Sustainable Design was set up with that very purpose in mind. Their structures have found the elusive balance between aesthetics and functionality, and also sustainability and cost-effectiveness. They were also recently recognised on the Peak Power list as a leading enterprise harnessing innovation to drive sustainability. Today with us is Yong Siew On, Director of DP Sustainable Design. Mr. Yong, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
So how much has sustainability issues come to the fore in recent times, you think? It feels like it's the new sexy cause of today.
Yeah, basically sustainability is getting more attention recently with the looming threat of irreversible climate change, increased awareness of health and well-being, and global warming that affects lives and livelihoods. We are witnessing a dynamic or extreme weather conditions that includes more stringent rainfall and heavy heat waves and droughts. Just to highlight, in this week alone, national leaders, delegates, and business representatives are actually convening in the Poland's Katowice for the COP24, the 24th conference of the party summit, with the aim to highlight the last 3 years' progress, how they can facilitate new climate actions, and also lay out a roadmap for sustainability futures.
But why is sustainability important to DP architects, Mr. Yong?
Architects, being advocates for change in our environment, have a social responsibility to safeguard the environment we live in. This is part of our green ethos, a belief in getting it right from the start in every building that we design. Hence, sustainability is an integral part of our design outcome. Through our design experts and specialist groups, we aim to have design and deliver buildings with a climate-sensitive response.
And I got to say, Mr. Yong's iPad cover is green as well. Walking the talk, right, Mr. Yong?
Yes.
When did DP Architects, though, realise it was important to consider sustainability in designs?
DPA was founded in 1967 on a deep concern for the built environment and the need for architecture of excellence that enrich the human experience and uplift the human spirit. 50 years on, we remain steadfast in our vision and mission. What has changed, however, is the environment that we live in. In this age of climate change, we recognize that every building we design should mitigate the deterioration of our environment, and that architecture of excellence necessarily includes or considers sustainability. For this reason, DPA has made green design a part of the firm's DNA through the formal establishment of a specialist arm in this arena, which is DP Sustainable Design.
How challenging is it, though? Anytime people talk about sustainability, say solar panels, for example, oh, this kind of technology, it's all very expensive. Is it challenging to incorporate sustainability and keeping it cost-effective as well?
Yes, it is very challenging. Fundamentally, businesses are designed to make money, and introducing sustainability initiatives usually comes with a cost. It is important then to look at the long term. At DPA, we strongly believe that sustainability can improve the efficiency in our business, which save costs in the long run. Being sustainable will be received positively by our clients, which could enhance the number of referrals or even repeat business we can receive. And with digital and technological advancement, the ability to do so will become more efficient and effective. For example, that's why we have exclusively partnered with UTech, a leading global digital infrastructure provider. This collaboration will enable our architects and engineers to incorporate smart solutions in our building designs, which in turn allows our clients and building owners to manage data from different monitoring devices using an open digital platform. In terms of dollar and cent, basically it translates to significant energy saving and cost effectiveness for our clients.
So it's really up to you, though, to sell the idea to your clients, because I imagine the upfront cost may be a little bit more, but in the long run, let's think about saving money, right?
That's right.
What about the challenge of balancing aesthetics and functionality? That's always been a challenge for architects, hasn't it?
If form is driven by the need for identity and function is governed by purpose, then the design of form sensitively consider its site context. Example, culture, history, climate conditions, and the need design of function focuses on the outcome. Example, the building relevance, cost efficiency, energy saving. Yet, the two are intricately linked. Think about it this way. Can one design a building without considering the climate condition it sits in? No, and this will inevitably affect both its forms and function. Our Esplanade, for example, Theatres on the Bay is a clear example. Its iconic durian-like form, which is made of a lightweight curved space frame fitted with triangular glass and a system of champagne colour sunsets, is in its essence a response to the tropical climate, cultural context, site context and design brief. This is because it has not only optimized trade-off between solar shading and the outward panoramic views, it has also successfully created both local and global relevance. This is a major civic project, epitomizes DP design belief and approach. We have always held that form and function come hand in hand, and have over the last 51 years created an integrated design processes that ensures that all these two are holistically incorporated at the concept design stage. This is achieved by leveraging the combined expertise of the architecture-related specialists under the DP Group of Companies.
So, Mr. Yong, you're director at DP Sustainable Design. Briefly tell us what you do there.
The goal of DPSD is straightforward. We deliver holistic and innovative sustainable design solutions that are environmentally, socially and economically responsive to local climatic conditions, site context and the needs of the end users. However, the DPSD green design process is not simply about green certification or harvesting renewable energy. It is about getting design fundamentals right from the onset of a project and optimizing this through detailed design. And doing so requires a pragmatic way of designing that is steered by an integrated, iterative approach, supported by an evidence base of intelligent simulations and empirical data. This enables the team to ensure that the development of the green building system goes hand in hand with the overall concept design of the building.
How's it been doing so far since its inception a few years ago? I think it was 2013?
That's right. When we first established in 2013, we were clear that DPSD would take on the role of a design integrator. On the other hand, the DPSD team helps clients to define and facilitate their sustainability objectives. Also, we capitalize on a well-established in-house sustainable design process that starts from identifying the environmental constraints, the strengths of the site, from passive design features to be formulated to the translation of this climatic response design to the corresponding enhancement in the active building engineering solutions. Now, we have achieved this to computational design platform called NimbusSim, which was collaboratively conceived between DPA and DPSD. Now, NimbusSim is an acronym for Nimble Simulation, which combines existing open source simulation software with custom-built data analytics components to maximize design opportunities from an array of design iterations, providing quantitative support to design decisions. It is a platform where we can perform rapid iterative building performance simulations, and with this data collected, enables our architects to make informed design decisions with more speed and confidence.
Better than you calculating at home by yourself, right, Mr.
That's
Yong?
That's right, that's right. So I think, like what I mentioned earlier on, beyond our core business models, we are also working with UTech Cybernetics. So we have just signed an MOU with them, and it's going to be an exciting partnership. So for one, the partnership complements the existing culture of collaboration that DP is built on while opening opportunities on a new standard in the smart design.
Mr. Yong, tell us why personally sustainability is important to you. But before that, I test you first. What temperature is your air conditioning at home?
At home, it's 26 degrees.
Oh, very good. Good man. So why personally do you think environmental issues and sustainability is important to you?
Well, being sustainable makes sense. Personally, I think it's important to have a desire and commitment to protect the environment in the face of the challenges presented by the climate change. For example, by improving workplace sustainability in our office, in areas like energy, water and waste, I hope to contribute in a small way to a sustainable future and also save our limited resources for future generations.
How do you keep up to date, though? We've been hearing so much about disruption and, you know, the business environment is changing so quickly, Industry 4.0, etc. How do you stay up to date?
Well, sustainability is a very broad field. In addition to attending conferences, seminars or participation in a relevant research study with industry partners, I would very much to focus on opportunities offered via digital platforms, leveraging the power of emerging technology to explore innovative strategies that can contribute to a well-integrated design solutions. Now, this includes developing smart buildings, cities that sensitively consider sustainability and cost effectiveness for implementation in Singapore across building different scales, typologies, or maybe to export it to overseas.
Mr. Yong Siew On is Director of DP Sustainable Design. They're part of DP Architects. You can find them at dpsd.com.sg. Mr. Yong, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.